everybody. Welcome to English for You. I'm Kat.
And I'm Mike.
And today we're talking about making some big purchases. Not like an expensive meal, but bigger than that.
Ooh.
Yeah, like maybe a house.
Oh, that's big.
Or a car.
That's big, too.
Yeah, have you ever had to make any big purchase before?
Not a house or a car. Not yet. I've been lucky. I guess a new scooter, that cost a lot.
And oh, yeah.
When I moved into my apartment, I paid a lot for, you know, renovations and decorations and all the new furniture and all that stuff. But it was all like buying individual things, not one huge amount of money like you have to do when you're buying a house or a car.
For sure.
How about you?
I have bought a car before.
Yeah,
but I don't own a car now.
Okay.
So, you know, of course, because I don't need one living in Taipei, it's very easy to get around
without
one.
That's true.
Yeah. But no, haven't bought a house. And I didn't pay for the car all at one time, which if you never bought anything big, you might not know quite how that works. And so that's actually what we're here to kind of talk about today. We're going to see this couple who is trying to make one of those big purchases. They're buying a car, and we're going to see how they do it.
Exciting stuff. It can be stressful, too, because, of course, you are spending a lot of money. But there are ways that you can pay for something really expensive like that a little bit at a time, which makes it much easier. But, yeah, there are some things you should know before you do that. So hopefully we're going to cover some of that in our article, in our dialogue. So let's check it out.
Okay.
Reading.
Finding the right way to pay for your new car.
Hi, can you help us? My wife and I are looking to buy a new car.
Yes, but please, we don't want anything expensive.
Sure. Let's take a look at this little red Toyota over here.
That's a good choice. Japanese cars are reliable and inexpensive.
How much does it cost?
It's on sale for the low price of 600,000 NT dollars.
That's reasonable. Could you tell me if there's an installment plan?
Yes. If you pay a quarter of the cost now, you can make monthly payments of 20,000 NT dollars at 5% annual interest.
I don't think we need an installment plan. We can just pay the whole amount in cash.
No! We need that money to pay for our trip to Hawaii next month.
Okay, how about this? We have another plan. You can pay half the cost now and pay 15,000 NT dollars at 2% interest every month.
The lower interest rate will save us money.
And we can still afford to go to Hawaii.
Okay, it's a deal.
All right, so starting off today, we meet Tony and Amy and the car dealer who is Mr. Xie. All right, so Tony starts out by saying, Hi, can you help us? My wife and I are looking to buy a new car. Okay, so they're already getting straight to the point with Mr. Xie. They're telling him exactly what they want. They want to buy a new car. And what they say is they are looking to do it. They are looking to do something, which is a phrase that means you hope and you want to do this thing. But it's kind of like a wish in that you have planned on it and you are doing it. You are planning to do something and you're doing it. So that's a little more proactive than wishing for something.
All right, so that's what they're trying to do, hoping to do, wanting to do, buy a new car. And then Amy, she pipes up and says, yes, but please, we don't want anything expensive. All right, so she's kind of saying, you know, we have a budget. We can't spend all the money we have. We do want something that's good quality, but we don't want to spend a lot of money on it.
That's right, yeah. So, hearing their concerns, of course, we have our good car salesman, Mr. Xie. He says, sure, let's take a look at this little red Toyota over here. All right, Toyota's a good brand, pretty reliable, and a red car is always nice. So what he says, let's take a look at it, which means, like, let's check it out. Let's come look at this thing, and then we're going to talk about it, and you can explore all the different parts that it has and find out what's interesting or unique about this. this car. Let's take a look.
Okay, so yeah, he recommended a Toyota. And Tony, who's thinking of buying the car, he kind of agrees with that idea. He says that's a good choice. He agrees with the recommendation. He also thinks Toyotas are pretty good. And then he adds, Japanese cars are reliable and inexpensive. So basically, he's just explained why he thinks that's a good choice. Japanese cars are reliable and inexpensive. All right, first of all, let's deal with this word reliable. It's spelled R-E-L-I-A-B-L-E, reliable. Something reliable is something that works very well, does not break very often, and when you need it, it's going to be there, it's not going to let you down, it's going to do the job you want, and it won't give you a lot of trouble. So that's good. That's the kind of thing we look for in our machines, right? You don't want a watch that's always breaking, a car, a motorcycle that will never start, a computer that won't turn on when you really need to use it. You want something that works well, that gives you good service, lasts a long time, and doesn't give you a lot of trouble. We can also talk about people being reliable. This is more about how they follow schedules. You know, if they say they're going to do something at a certain time, they do it. If they say they'll meet you at a certain time and place, they will be there. They won't call you and say, oh, sorry, I don't have time to do it. Oh, sorry, I'm going to be late. Because they're not living up to what they promise. They're kind of letting you down. The same way a machine that always breaks is also kind of letting you down. For example, my watch might be 15 years old, but it is still very reliable. So it's an old watch, but it works very well.
That is a good watch then. I bet you were glad that you bought a watch like that. Okay. Well, and the second part of this Japanese car that he's talking about is that it's inexpensive. So not only can you count on it to keep working for you, but it's inexpensive, which means not expensive. If we put the prefix in on the front of it, that actually means not. It's not like in or out. It's not. So if it's inexpensive, it's not expensive. It's cheap or maybe just a good price. And it's not going to cost you a lot of money. And Amy's wondering, well, I wonder how inexpensive it is. So she asks, how much does it cost?
All right. This is the big question when you're paying for something, anything. You want to know how much it costs. And when you're buying something that costs a lot of money, this is the part you're a little afraid. So Mr. Xie, the car salesman, he tells them it's on sale for the low price of 600,000 NT dollars.
Wow.
Actually, you know, that's not crazy.
Yeah, for a car, that's actually pretty good.
You could spend eight times that for like a Mercedes or something like that.
And definitely.
It's got four wheels and an engine and will take you somewhere. So, you know, 600,000 isn't too bad. Actually, I think also in one of our other articles, we were talking about a hotel room that's 424,000 for one night.
Ugh.
So here you pay a bit more, you get a car.
Exactly.
That's not so bad.
And you can use the car for, you know,
for
20 years, maybe longer if you take care of it.
There you go. Yeah. So compared to other things, compared to a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, it's pretty cheap. And he said it's on sale for this price. So that gives us the idea that maybe this is a slightly lower price than normal.
Mm-hmm.
If they came back or came earlier, it might be, you know, 700 or 800,000. So it's a better price. It's a good price. And he thinks that, you know, they should think about it. And it looks like Amy agrees.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think they're definitely liking this little red Toyota because she says that's reasonable.
It's not crazy.
Yeah, it's reasonable. Definitely. And that's a great word that we use when we're talking about the prices of things. She also asks, could you tell me if there's an installment plan? Yeah. So, first of all, what do we mean by reasonable? This is an adjective that means it's like not too much, not too high, and also not really too low either. Because if the price on a car is too low, you might think, huh, there might be something wrong with it if they're trying to sell it for that cheap. But you don't want it to be too high either, because then you're out of money. But it's about where it should be, especially if you say that's a reasonable price. It means that's about what I expect this car to be, and it's about what I would pay for it if I were making my own price. Or if you say somebody's making a reasonable request. If somebody asks you for something and you say that's reasonable, it means they're not asking too much of you and you're willing to do it. It's fine for you. All right, so an example of this might be, this organization's goal is to provide higher education at a reasonable price
so everybody can go to college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they might be able to buy it on an installment plan. That was Amy's question. An installment plan is, we're going to get to it a little bit later, but basically, if it's for something really expensive that costs a lot of money, an installment plan lets you take it home today without giving them all the money that you need to pay. You'll pay that money slowly over time, and in the end, you'll pay a little bit more, but it'll be spread out over a year or 2 years. So it's a much easier way to find all that money rather than having to have it all at one time to give it all to them at that time when you're trying to buy it. As Mr. Xie explains, yes, there is an installment plan. And here he explains the details. If you pay a quarter of the cost now, like today, you can make monthly payments of 20,000 NT dollars at 5% annual interest. So not to get too focused on the math, you pay a quarter of the cost, a quarter of 600,000. That's $150,000 now, today. Give them $150,000. And then for the next many months, probably over a year or two, you'll pay $20,000 each month. But you can take the car home today. So that's the idea. Now, you will end up paying a bit more than $600,000, maybe $650,000 in the end. But you don't have to find all that money at one time. We use this term a quarter. A quarter is 1/4 or 25%. All right, so a quarter of 20 would be 5. All right, 5 times 4 is 20. So a quarter of 600,000 would be 150,000. For example, we could say 6 hours is a quarter of 1 day, right? 6 times 4 is 24 hours. There are 24 hours in a day, so 25% of that would be 6 hours. Now, monthly, we had that monthly payment every month, annual or yearly every year.
Okay, so it sounds like those installment plans might actually help people pay for big items a lot.
Yeah, a lot of furniture, big fancy TVs, yeah. Homes, of course.
Or school
your
fees.
Your private jet.
Yeah, if you get one.
My
if you have
yacht.
That's right. Mm. Although, if you're rich enough to have
my
a private
elephant.
Jet, then maybe you don't need an installment plan. I'm not sure.
I got an installment plan on my elephant.
Oh, okay, well. I will see how you can pay that off. I don't know the interest they charge on elephants.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. But Tony says this doesn't sound like something that they will necessarily need. It sounds like they already have a lot of money up front.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So he says, I don't think we need an installment plan. We can just pay the whole amount in cash. All right. And so we see this word here, amount. If we say we can pay the whole amount, an amount of something is a noun that means, like, it answers the question, how much of it? It's basically like a quantity of money here. So like you can say how much money you have is an amount of money. Or there you can also use it to measure, for example, an amount of ingredients. Like if you need a certain amount of oil, you need 1 cup of oil, or if you need just a tablespoon of oil, it depends on what you're cooking. So we basically use the word amount with no count nouns or non-countable nouns, which means that if you can't count the noun, like if you say it's a word like water or love or happiness or something else, then you can use the word amount with it. But if you have a countable noun like paper clips or crackers or something like that, we can't use amount. We would say number of them. So like a number of paper clips, but an amount of water. So here's another example. Please remind our customers that the amount, here's amount of money, should be paid within 7 days or the shipment will be delayed.
All right. And we also had this term to pay for something in cash. Remember, Tony said, we don't need the plan. We can pay the whole amount in cash. When you pay in cash, you're using money, like paper money, like bills and coins and things like that. You might transfer the money from your bank account. So it doesn't actually mean, you know, I have the money in my hand, in my wallet. I'm going to count it out on a table. But it does mean you don't have to use a credit card. You don't have to borrow the money from the bank or something like that. You have the money in the bank right now. So if you're using paper money, if you're using your ATM card to pay for something, that's basically paying in cash. If you're using a credit card, if you're borrowing the money, if you're going to pay the money back in the future, that's a little bit different. So What Tony's saying is basically, yeah, we've saved up a lot of money. We got the money. It's sitting in my bank, so we can pay for it right now. We don't need to go through the bank or borrow anything like that. But it appears that Amy disagrees with Tony here.
Uh-oh.
So she speaks up, and she as he says, we can pay for all of the car right now. We have the cash. She says, no, we need that money to pay for our trip to Hawaii next month.
Oh, that is important.
Do have the cash, but they've already sort of planned to use that cash for something else, for a holiday. So now I guess they might have to choose between Hawaii or the Toyota?
Well, maybe. Or maybe he just doesn't want to do the installment plan, but there might be another option.
There could be another way.
Usually when you're trying to sell somebody something very big, then you really want to sell it because you're not selling very many of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you often have a few different options for people to choose from, and you can usually make somebody happy by giving them one of these.
Well, that's helpful.
So Mr. Xie has that in mind as well. He says, okay, how about this? We have another plan. Okay, so it sounds, yeah, he's a resourceful guy. What is his plan?
Mm-hmm. The other plan, he says, is you can pay half the cost now and pay 15,000 NT dollars at 2% interest every month. All right, so this plan is similar to the first one that he mentioned, but they pay more now. Instead of paying 150, which was a quarter of the total price, they pay half the total price, or 50%, 300,000. Because remember, they did say that they have the money in the bank, so he's thinking this might be useful. And then they still pay a little bit every month for the next year or two, but instead of paying 20,000 at 5%, they pay 15,000 at 2%. It will work out to slightly less money later on because they're paying more money right now. What is interest? Interest is basically money that a bank charges you when you borrow money. All right. So if you go to the bank and you say, I need a million NT dollars to start my own business, they say, okay, pay us back. And you say, okay, I'll pay you back $1 million. And they say, wait, but we're not making any money. We're giving you this money. We're helping you out. You got to pay us back a little bit more because we're so nice to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so what ends up happening is if you borrow $1 million, you might pay back 1.1 or 1.2 or $1.5 million depending on the interest rate. The lower the interest rate, the better it is for you because that's less extra money they're going to add to the money that you borrow.
Right. And like you said, if you pay more money up front, which is you pay more money the first time, you have a lower interest rate usually.
Because you're borrowing less money.
That's right. You're borrowing less money, and also it takes you less time to pay it back, probably.
Right.
Yeah. So, what does Tony think of this? Well, he says the lower interest rate will save us money.
Right. 2% compared to 5, which
Absolutely.
Would be more.
Of course, yeah. So, and what is he talking about when he says a rate? So we know what interest is. That means the money that the bank will charge you to borrow from them. But a rate is how much the interest will be per time you pay it. So every time you have to pay those $15,000 every month, you will pay 2% on top of that. That's the rate. So it's the standard per time something is paid, like the charge per unit. It's a little bit complicated, but it means you'll pay the same interest each time. Or you can use the word rate to talk about other things like typing or speed of things. So like if you have a fast typing rate, you might type faster than other people. Or if you have an exchange rate, this is something you might hear a lot when you're going from one country to another. The new Taiwan dollar to US dollar exchange rate is usually around 30 new Taiwan dollars to one US dollar, something like that. It goes up and down a little bit, but it's usually around the same. So another example of this might be, because of the good exchange rate, now is a great time to change new Taiwan dollars into Japanese yen.
Okay, so they're thinking about this second plan that Mr. Xie came up with. They pay more money now, and then they pay less money later on. And Amy, it seems, when she hears this, she kind of likes this idea because she knows how much money she and Tony have in the bank. And so she does some quick math in her head, and she says, and, you know, if we do it this other way, pay a bit more, and we can still afford to go to Hawaii. So
Yay.
There you go. She's figured out that if they do it this way, they can buy the car and still afford or still be able to pay for their Hawaiian holiday, their trip to Hawaii. And yeah, that's basically what afford is. It's a verb, A-F-F-O-R-D. If you have enough money to do something, you can afford it. All right? Basically, if your friends are saying, hey, we're going to Kending this weekend and the train and the hotel will cost, you know, 10,000 NT dollars and you have 20,000 NT dollars in your bank and you don't need to save it, you say, I can afford that. I have enough money. I have even more money than I need to do it. But if you only have 3,000 NT dollars in the bank and it's 10, well, unless you borrow money from someone, you can't afford that. Your money is not equal to the price that you have to pay. For example, I'd love to take a 3-week cruise, but I don't think I can afford it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I had to buy a Toyota.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, even if you have the money in the bank, sometimes you can't afford to do the thing because you need to use that money for other things, too.
There you go.
Right. So, what do they say after all this? They've gotten these three different deals. They got an installment plan, they got pay the whole thing in cash, and then finally Mr. Xie offered them this pay half now and then pay 2% on $15,000 every month. So, what do they say? Tony says, okay, it's a deal. It's a deal means we're taking it. We're going to arrange to pay for this car this way. So we like what you told us, and we're going to buy the car.
All right, so there you go. They are the proud new owners of a little red Toyota.
Very cute. All right, so we're done with this first day, and we're going to go straight to our For You chat right now. We'll see you there.
For You chat.
Okay, so our For You chat question for today is, do you think it's better to pay for expensive things all at once or to pay in monthly installments?
Oh, that's easy. All at once, if you have the money, if you can afford it.
That's
I would
right.
say that all at once is good. Of course, it will save you money. But just me personally, I don't like the feeling of owing other people money.
I really don't like
it
either.
If I borrow money, even if it's a small amount, like I, you know, go out to dinner and I don't have enough, I'll try to pay my friends back as soon as possible. So
that's right.
I just don't like that feeling that, you know, I'm asking a big favor. But, you know, for things that are expensive, like cars or homes or things like that, you know, you'd have to wait a long time to save up all that money. So paying with installments is fine, but personally, I prefer to pay for it all at once, if I can.
Right, right. Well, I think, yeah, if you can, you absolutely should.
Mm-hmm.
And, for example, right now I'm doing my master's degree, which is like a higher level of school, but mm-hmm. I don't have all the money that I need to pay it all at once. But I am paying in installments. The nice thing is, because it's tuition, they mm-hmm. don't charge me interest.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So I can just pay the same amount, but I'll just do it over a longer period of time.
So you pay it slowly, but you don't pay any interest. It
mm-hmm.
won't actually cost you more money
right.
than what you should pay. Oh,
that's right.
a good deal.
Yeah, definitely.
But most things, they will charge you interest. So
uh-huh.
again, it's better to pay it all at once if you can.
Okay, so we're going to go back to talking about more about finding the right way to pay for your car in day two. So we'll have to see you there. All right, I'm Kat.
I'm Mike.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Finding the right way to pay for your new car.
Hi, can you help us? My wife and I are looking to buy a new car.
Yes, but please, we don't want anything expensive.
Sure. Let's take a look at this little red Toyota over here.
That's a good choice. Japanese cars are reliable and inexpensive.
How much does it cost?
It's on sale for the low price of 600,000 NT dollars.
That's reasonable. Could you tell me if there's an installment plan?
Yes. If you pay a quarter of the cost now, you can make monthly payments of 20,000 NT dollars at 5% annual interest.
I don't think we need an installment plan. We can just pay the whole amount in cash.
No! We need that money to pay for our trip to Hawaii next month.
Okay, how about this? We have another plan. You can pay half the cost now and pay 15,000 NT dollars at 2% interest every month.
The lower interest rate will save us money.
And we can still afford to go to Hawaii.
Okay, it's a deal.
Vocabulary review.
Reliable. Though this car is getting old, it's still very reliable. It never has any engine troubles. Reasonable. This store's offer of 3 shirts for 1,500 NT dollars seemed reasonable to the customer. Quarter. The teacher was upset because a quarter of the students did not pass the test. Amount. The company lost $10 million last year, an amount that put the business in trouble. Rate. Allison borrowed money to open a tea shop, and the low rate made the loan affordable. Afford. Bert wanted to buy the building next to his clothing shop, but he couldn't afford it.
智慧小补帖.
Inexpensive. Installment plan. Monthly. Annual.
以上节目是由活用空中美语制作，活用空中美语杂志，请洽询全国各大书店。如欲索取试听教材，请来电02-2364-4000，02-2364-4000，或上网查询，网址是 www.english4u.net www.english4u.net。谢谢您的收听。